It's the JCC Coaches Show, continuing here on KKOJ, and we're talking cross-country for the Jackson County Central Huskies with head coach Mary Boyum. Coach, thank you very much for your time and coming in.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and I love talking about cross-country.
And so let's get right into it as far as the biggest highlights of the season, one of them obviously being Nia Ayers returning to the state meet, and of course, and so we'll start there. And okay. From there, what are some of the favorite memories from this season?
Oh, we had a lot of things. So Nia did return to state, and she ran a really good section race. She ran that with confidence, and she just, from an early stage, just took it and went with it. So that was really good. The conditions for that day were phenomenal. Usually there's a gale force wind, you know, that they're running against, and it's cold and everybody's kind of bundled up. But it was a beautiful day in Madison for that race. So it was a nice accomplishment for her to fulfill that goal.
Her and Cora Pauling, Nia Ayers and Cora, yep, Pauling, both with all Big South selections earned by, mm-hmm, their performance, of course. And so JCC had those both trying to get back to state. Cora was just that close, of course. And I know that was one of the memories that's kind of bittersweet.
That is going to be one of those bittersweet memories that stays with me as a coach. And Cora worked so hard through that whole race. It does go as a testament for each year, the conditions of making it to state can be different, because this year we had so many of that top 10 group as individuals go to state, where the teams that advanced were a little bit more spread out. So for Cora to run in that elite pack of runners and still made it to state was just a heartbreaker. And then as a coach in the background for what we can do better as a section and as for the state, that is one of those things that we all want to kind of look at how we can make improvements. So Cora did fabulous season. So, yeah.
Yeah, both of them. And then, of course, especially late in the season, there was the Tom Plocker Invitational, where kind of rewrote the record book as far as personal best or season best, yes, for everybody that day in particular. I remember that being a highlight as well. But let's focus on the girls a little bit more, just, sure, kind of going down the roster and maybe individually and overall, what were the best things about the season
overall? So overall, for the girls, we had a lot of returning veteran runners, which is always good, because people come in and knowing what to expect and knowing, you know, when to not be so nervous and when, you know, like how to manage the emotions. But the nice thing about this group of runners is they're young, and being young veterans is exciting for our future. We do have two seniors that I'm sad to see leave, because they are veterans and such good leaders in their own right of how they each, you know, kind of help the younger runners out. So Cora Pauling, or not Cora, I'm sorry, Cora's sister, CJ Pauling, Kaylee Jo Pauling, and Taylor Schultz are graduating out and going on next year to their, you know, schools of choices there. But we had Abigail Moore, who's just very silent and steady all the time, who always has a presence out, and she ran a really good conference. And then also at that Blue Earth meet, she did really good. Danica Wood ran over the summer and really stepped up her running maturity and confidence level. And you could also see she's always been positive, but really kind of extending her mind growth set of having a mantra to kind of keep her focused at those parts of the race when they're really difficult. We had Samantha Van Wy. We also had Jillian Andrews. She goes by Gigi, who's been, you know, those middle runners have been very vital for the success of our program. And we wouldn't have won our home meet without the middle runners. So it's been exciting. We've also had new runners join us this year. Aria Olson is in middle school, and she just came in and just kind of put the pedal pedal to the metal and fit in really nicely. So those were, you know, some of the, and then of course, Sadie Farmer, who's, you know, a multi-season sport athlete with a volleyball in our season schedules were really complimentary. And Deidre's always supported cross country and Zadie's, you know, running. So that's been really good.
Another one of those season highlights that you touched on briefly there about winning the home meet. First time in decades that's happened for JCC. And of course, like you said, it's the importance of the whole roster that's able to register those points and stuff like that, because of course it was by tiebreaker that you were able to win on your home turf even.
Yes. So for tiebreakers, normally for a team aspect of cross country, your top five runners are scored, but then your sixth and seventh runners, if you need to have a tiebreaker, that's where it comes down to. So, you know, every person's effort, you know, out on the course and just passing one more person is one more point. So we did tie, and then we had to go down to that tiebreaker. So, that was really exciting.
And we want to touch on the boys in particular as well. And David Patel-Ramos is an all conference performer, got some honors from that for the Big South, of course. And just the boys team kind of in general has been a more of a work in progress, I suppose, but it seems like a lot of progress has been made this season.
Yes. So we had our core runners back with Grant Ambrose, Isaac Rodriguez, Caden Mitchell, Talon McDonald came back also. David ran track and really excelled. And he ran over the summer and he was set to go and then decided to go out for football. So we were really sad to not have David at the start of the season, but we kind of understood that he wanted to play with football. And it's really hard to recruit kids to cross country when you have a dynasty of football, you know, options at JCC. David had an injury that kept him from returning to football, and he checked his eligibility to come over to cross country. And we were happy to have David join us and kind of fill out our roster there. Bryson Mitchell was also an addition for us this year. Keegan Zischka, he's had older brothers and sisters, so he's the last of the Zischka crew to join us. So it was nice to have him join us. He was a really nice addition also. And then we had Eric Boutin came out, and I think he, at the start of the season, couldn't imagine running as far as he did, you know, for the different races. But his confidence and his form and everything, you know, really developed. So the boys are young, but they are really going to be a force as we keep going.
And mentioned the seniors, of course, the class of 2026. As it will be over the course of this year, and touched on them, each of them a little bit. And anything else you want to say about that as we reflect on the season, just what they've meant to the program?
Well, both CJ and Taylor have been with the girls program since seventh grade. So they are two people that I just expect to see, you know, middle of August every year. And I've watched them, you know, grow up and evolve and become the people that they are now. So it's bittersweet because I'm excited for their futures, but then it is also different because I'll come back in August and we'll start the season and there might be something where I have a question or, you know, and they're, you know, they're gone. And, you know, our seniors from the previous year always kind of come up with in stories or, you know, remember, or, you know, so-and-so took care of that and it was just always done. So, yeah. So, and Isaac Rodriguez is probably the one runner that we've had who's run with pure heart. You know, he'll say, what do I need to do for this race, coach? and he'll put it all out there. And you don't see too many, you know, just the absolute empty the tank and then a little bit more. He's got that wrestler mindset of, you know, once you hit go, there's no stop. So, yeah.
Fun to hear about all of that and look back on the season, of course. Any thoughts kind of maybe looking forward? What gets you most excited even sitting right here to look forward to another fall?
Yeah, you know, for the Big South Conference, the boys team finished fourth and the girls team finished third. And I think that's a testament to how hard the kids work during the season. And we do have a really competitive conference. For sections, we, both the girls and the boys, had a top 10 finish. The boys were 9th out of 20 scoring teams, and the girls were 5th out of 16 scoring teams. So I think with the continued focus in the work that the kids are willing to do in the off season, I think we, you know, have the potential to keep chipping away at and making, you know, maybe for the next year or the next 2 years, difficult for other teams to advance to state. And that's an eventual goal, is to get, you know, the teams to state instead of just individuals. Yeah,
absolutely. And hosting one of those postseason events as well next year, which is exciting.
Very exciting. We are hosting the Big South Conference meet next year. We have our own home meet, which is growing. And then we'll be hosting the Big South Conference. So I'm looking forward to, it's a lot of work, but it is really satisfying when you see the kids finishing on our course and all of the coaches really appreciating the type of course that we do have.
Yeah, sounds great. So looking forward to all that for next year. Thank you very much for looking back on this year with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That's Mary Boyum, the Jackson County Central Huskies head coach for cross country, looking back at the fall here in 2025 as part of our Fall Sports Review on the GCC Coaches Show on KKOJ.